This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. Russia's President Vladimir Putin backed off a threat by Moscow of retaliation for downing of a Russian aircraft over Syrian territory the Kremlin blamed indirectly on Israel.
Когда гибнут люди,
Mr. Putin called it a disaster resulting from what he described as tragic accidental circumstances. 15 Russians died. Russia's defense ministry said Syrian anti-aircraft batteries brought the plane down and held Israel responsible for giving Russia just 1 minute's warning about its warplanes in the vicinity. Mr. Putin spoke about the incident with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu. Meanwhile, special UN envoy to Syria Staffan de Mistura welcomed Monday's agreement between Russia and Turkey to establish a demilitarized zone allowing radical elements to leave Idlib province and avoid an assault on the last major rebel stronghold. He said it offers a chance for a political settlement of the conflict.
What Syrians want to know is when will a credible process start? As far as I'm concerned, all the pieces are in place for that to happen.
Damascus welcomed the Idlib agreement but vowed to pursue efforts to recover every inch of Syrian territory. A lawyer defending an alleged commander of the Lord's Resistance Army told the International Criminal Court Tuesday his client, Dominic Ongwin, was himself a victim of LRA leader Joseph Kony.
Whether the accused qualifies as a victim. If so, whether his victimhood ceased at any time during his captivity under the LRA.
Crispus Sayena Odonga said Ongwin was abducted at age 9 and did not possess a mind of his own. He's accused of murder, sexual slavery, and recruiting child soldiers. The court was told he should not be held responsible. An Italian priest has been kidnapped in southern Niger near Burkina Faso. No immediate claim of responsibility for the abduction of Pier Luigi Macalli. This is VOA News. The International Criminal Court's prosecutor Fatou Bensouda Tuesday opened a preliminary investigation into alleged crimes targeting the Rohingya Muslim community in Myanmar, also known as Burma.
This includes deprivation of fundamental rights, killing, sexual violence, enforced disappearance, destruction, and looting.
At the same time, a UN fact-finding mission on Myanmar issued its 440-page report denouncing what it called extreme brutality of Myanmar's security forces, accusing it of mass killings and gang rape of the Rohingya with genocidal intent. Myanmar's ambassador denounced the report as one-sided. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, just back from China, announced Tuesday that Beijing will have a stake in the country's oil industry, signing dozens of deals as he seeks to for external financing amid Western sanctions over his autocratic rule. Mr. Maduro called the deal of association with the China National Petroleum Corporation important, China gaining nearly half ownership in a joint oil venture. Venezuela will increase its oil exports to China to over 1 million barrels a day. Chinese Premier Li Keqiang Wednesday told a business conference China supports multilateralism and free trade, and he denounced unilateralism but suggested China would improve conditions for foreign companies doing business in China. He spoke after Beijing added $60 billion in U.S. products to its import tariff list after President Donald Trump announced another penalty of $200 billion in Chinese imports over Beijing's trade and economic policies.
Because we can't let them do anymore what they've done. And I watch trade deficits because to me deficits are very important. They're not everything, and they're not exact. Sometimes you can have a deficit, and that's not such a bad thing. But when you have $375 billion in trade deficits, and then many billions of dollars in other liabilities of all different types, you have to do something about it.
As to his tariff approach is working, Mr. Trump said it's still in its early stages. The president, meeting with his Polish counterpart at the White House, said the U.S. is considering a request for a permanent U.S. presence in that NATO country.
We're looking at that more and more from the standpoint of defending really wealthy countries and not being reimbursed, paid. It's one thing when we defend countries that can't defend themselves and they're great people and we should help them. We don't expect anything for that. But when we're defending immensely wealthy countries and they're not paying for the defense to the United States, they're only taking advantage of us.
Poland's president said he would put up more than $2 billion to support U.S. forces in Poland. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.